And use that process of mindfulness and paying attention both to learn and to guide our choice and to guide our change. And we already had a question come in about how is this program different from programs like the neuroscience of change or the willpower instinct. And although just out of habit, I do happen to have my brain with me, my extra spare brain, we won't be doing quite as much talking about the nitty-gritty of the science in this course as are in the neuroscience of change and in the willpower instinct. My intention for this class is for it to really be a practical workshop for you, as if you were coming to a workshop that I were leading somewhere, where we're going to dig into the details of your life and really personalize this information. I want you to be doing experiments at home every week, and my hope is that if you connect it to the ideas, the science, in theory, this is going to be the program where you can really connect to action and really use the ideas and the theory and awareness to make real concrete changes in your life. So that's a little bit about how things are different. I hope that you will really take advantage of the fact that you are engaging right now with people all over the world who probably share some of your values and who are interested in the same things that you are. So the way that tonight's class is going to work is I'm going to talk a little bit about a big idea, and then we're going to do a guided meditation practice. And that's the kind of practice that you can do pretty much wherever you are. Driving, I don't know, but probably you're not on your laptops in a car driving, I hope. So it doesn't require anything fancy. You don't need to lie down or anything like that. And we'll do that guided practice as a way of setting you up for what your homework is going to be for the next week. And after that exercise, that's when we will shift to more detailed question and answer. And I'll also be asking you for feedback, observations about what you noticed during the meditation practice. So that's coming up in the second half of the class. And what I wanted to talk about tonight is actually to start with the title of this course. This course is called Choose to Change. And so we're going to talk about those two cha-ching words, choose and change, and how that can guide your experience in this course. So let's start with change, which if you look it up in the dictionary, as I did, found that change is defined as becoming or making different. And we know that that process of change is happening all the time. Everything is already changing. Even the things that we think of as permanent. As a kind of silly example, I was working with permanent marker today, and I do have a permanent stain of permanent marker on my hand. But I'm pretty sure that by the time we get together next week, even that thing that we call permanent is going to be gone. And so we know that everything is already changing, including ourselves and our lives. And that, in many ways, that's a wonderful thing. And just the word change can inspire us with hope and optimism. And yet, while I'm thinking about all of this and feeling very hopeful and optimistic about what we want to change and what together as a group we're going to change in the next 6 weeks, I just happened to get in my email box yesterday a letter from one of my meditation teachers, Zen teacher Sherry Huber. And the beginning of the letter started with a teaching that said, everything that changes leads to suffering. I thought, well, uh-oh. That doesn't sound hopeful and optimistic. Everything that changes leads to suffering. And I really wanted to think about that for a little while, because in many ways, that's why a course like this exists. Because even though we are inspired to change, and we know that change is already unfolding, in fact, I think that that's right, that often the way that we relate to change creates unnecessary suffering. And so the intention of this course is to look at how the way we relate to change create suffering, and is there another way to do change or to even just accept change, and including the things that we can't change on our timetable or in the way that we want? Is there a way to do all of that that reduces suffering rather than create suffering? And just to get a sense of how maybe you habitually relate to change that could create suffering, I invite you to bring to mind something in your own life that you want to change. It could be something about yourself that you're dissatisfied with, or something in your life that you think should be different than it is. And maybe take a moment now and see if you can think about what that is. Okay, now shift gears a little bit.